It's absolutely the worst case scenario for many people whenever they see cracks on the walls of their houses and realize that they're affected by mica. And for many of those families who are living in distress because of the impact it's having on their family, the expert panel which was set up by the government is eagerly, the report of it is eagerly awaited to actually assess what the nature of the problem is and how it can be remedied. And many families are waiting on that expert opinion before they actually will be in a position to do anything, and indeed also so that we can try and ensure that there's a government scheme put in place to help families to remedy their houses. Now, initially when the expert panel was set up, much later than it should have been, the government set a timeline or a report deadline of the end of May for it. They extended that then to the end of October, and the parliamentary question I've received now has indicated that that panel will not report to the end of this year. And that's just totally unacceptable. There is no rationale for it taking that long, in my view. And the government needs to engage with that committee and make it clear to them that that report has to be delivered by the end of October.
Being practical, though, would it not be better if it takes another 2 months to take those 2 months and have a proper, incisive and conclusive report rather than rush it at this point and perhaps miss something, perhaps not get the full picture?
No, we do need to have a full report that needs to cover all the issues. But I do feel just it's dragging out too long, and that the urgency that that could be brought to it hasn't been brought to it. And really, there isn't any reason, in my view, for why it has taken this long. And I feel the committee just need to get together, identify what pieces of work need to be completed, and get it finished. It initially thought it could do it by the end of May. It then said the end of October. It's now saying the end of the year. In my view, that's unacceptable. There's no reason for it. And the government need to make that clear to the committee that that report needs to be published promptly, so that then we can... that we can work on ensuring that there's a scheme put in place following on from the report's publication to help families remedy problems with their houses.
And as you've said there, the publication of the report is stage one of what you want to be a stage two process. The second stage is the scheme, the identification and setting aside of funding and the identification of work that needs to be done. You believe Damien English, as Minister, should be working on that now, getting as much preparatory work done as possible so that we can hit the ground running as soon as we have the report?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, families are, because of the nature of the cost probably involved, families are not going to be able to afford this themselves. It's going to require government assistance. There's previous precedent there for the government doing that in relation to the pyrite issue in the east of the country. A similar approach is going to be taken to Donegal to ensure that families that need to do work to their home can do it. And the Minister needs to be working on that now. And then once the report is published, there needs to be follow-through. But there's no excuse, in my view, for that report continuing to be delayed. And they need to put an absolute deadline on it and make sure that that committee actually gets the report to the government as soon as possible.